G'day, welcome to Partaker's Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Have you ever known certain meetings that stand out in your memory? Occasions when you went to your usual church meeting and suddenly during the meeting it was transformed and you found you couldn't take your eyes off the preacher and your ears were so tuned into God and the message you didn't want it to end. Time stood still and you drank in the word of God like you'd never done before. And you left that service still with a message ringing in your ears and you took it home with you. And also a sense of the presence of the Lord with you that lasted for several days or maybe weeks or months afterwards. It was awesome. The question is, why isn't every meeting like that? Why was that service so different? Why was it you felt God's presence in such a way seldom before experienced? Was it something about the preacher that day? Was it that you had been seeking to live much closer to the Lord the days preceding and God was now rewarding you? Or did you pray for it to happen? Were you expecting it to happen? Following the meeting, did you find it easier to explain to others what you experienced to people absent from the meeting? More interestingly, did other people in the meeting sense that same sense of God's beautiful, awesome presence as you did? Or was it only you? How do you know it was God? One of the evidences of God drawing near like that is that people recognized God's presence very close to them and becoming burdened for their sinful condition, cried to God in repentance. They desired a complete change of life. They saw their need was Jesus Christ. When I read through the book of Acts, wow, what a book. I find occasions similar where God came down and those present sensed the presence of God. How did Paul and Silas feel when, in the middle of praising God in a prison cell, the doors all flew open, the ground trembled, and the sound of thunder filled the place, and certainly the Philippian jailer knew the presence of God in that place. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? He said. Way back in the Old Testament days, after the temple was built, how did the people feel when God came down as they worshipped and smoke filled the air at the opening of the temple, so much so that the ministers couldn't stand to minister because of the overwhelming sense of God's presence? During revivals in Scotland, Wales, South America, England, and surely in other places, we read of similar incredible things occurring. The sense of God's presence was not only inside the buildings of worship, but God's presence could be felt on the outside too. People began to seek God as they became aware of God's closeness to them. And as they did so, it produced tears of repentance and people's lives were dramatically changed as God drew near. Children formed themselves into groups and began to seek God in prayer. It was spontaneous, awesome. People remained behind in church after services finishing, waiting for the next one to hear more. They didn't want to go home. Recently and sadly, do you know, I heard the very opposite. Hope the preacher don't go on too long, more than 10 minutes this morning. The church should know that no one has the capacity in these days to listen to someone for more than 10 minutes. Of course, I know that if someone is speaking in a boring way, yes, I'd agree, but if a person is anointed by God, chosen by God to preach, filled with and led by the Spirit, it's a different story altogether. On one occasion, I remember it very well, when God drew near to our mission hall in a similar way. God came down. His presence was felt around the town and within the vicinity of our hall for a month or so. It was amazing. What transpired during that time? Well, as a result of this event, I was requested by a number of the children who attended the mission if they could come into my home before school, which happened to be nearby, every morning of the school week and have Bible teaching for 30 minutes or so. 10 minutes? They wanted 30 minutes at least. I can still see them in my mind, sitting attentively, quietly drinking in every word. The story of Joseph from Genesis 37. Well, that was a listen to, I'll tell you, as I applied its teachings to their young lives. They were only 9, 10, 11 years of age. They were so receptive. They were concentrating, not wanting to miss a word. Could we learn a thing or two from these children, maybe? May the prayer be from our hearts this morning. Lord, come to our church. Revive your work here in the midst of the years. Please, Lord. Amen and amen. Bye for now.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we bow humbly before you, recognizing our need for a real sense of your presence with us at all times. We see we can do nothing without you moving in upon our lives and giving direction and strength for our daily lives. Revive our spirits if low, and cleanse us from all hindrances to honest, true worship and loyal obedience to your commands, which are good and so healthy for us. We know your will is always best to follow, not out of compulsion, but out of love for you. We ask these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.